But we have our Eyewitness News senior reporter, Kevin Brunt, on standby to talk to us now. And the man who was accused of setting Parliament on fire appeared in the Western Cape High Court today. The court was expected to receive feedback on Zandile Mahlangeni's psychological evaluation, and Kevin Brunt was there. He joins us now to give us more information on the story. Kevin, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. Why has this taken so long? I mean, we're what, 14, 15 months down the line already?
Definitely so, Amy. Good afternoon. Zandile Mahlangeni has been in custody for more than a year since his arrest in January last year, and that is following the blaze that gutted the National Assembly chamber and destroyed sections of the oldest assembly building. The reason why it took so long, Amy, that there was a very detailed process being followed, first of all. Zandile Mahlangeni was in January last year, also referred to the Valkenburg Psychiatric Hospital. A couple of days following his arrest, that move has been overturned by then-presiding Judge John Hlophe, saying that the state did not follow the correct procedure in having him admitted to that facility in the first place. We also saw towards the end of last year, earlier this year as well, there were a couple of instances, at least three, where Zandile Mahlangeni did not want to come to court. First, he came to court and he didn't want to come up to the courtroom. At a second appearance, he did not want to leave Polesmoor Prison. And there was another instance as well where he did not want to appear. So riddled with a number of delays. But finally today, we have some definite movement in the case where Zandile Mahlangeni has now been referred for a 30-day psychiatric evaluation at the Fort England Psychiatric Hospital in Makanda.
And Kevin, you know, when this first happened, I remember I was on air. It was during the holiday time, and I was actually on air, and we were seeing these images of this suspect, Zandile Mahlangeni, who just appeared so bewildered and lost and confused. And the initial thought was, oh, this is just the fall guy. He didn't do this on his own. He's just the guy that's taking the rap. Are there still thoughts along those lines, or have there been any further developments in the case?
Certainly not from the state's case, Amy. The state is adamant even more so now that the man who set Parliament alight is indeed in custody, and that is Zandile Mahlangeni. I understand that CCTV footage, as well as expert testimony in the form of a scientist, will also take place, you know, form part of the trial proceedings once that eventually gets underway. But very importantly, this pre-trial hearing is to sort out any issues that might interfere when it might start. And that is why Zandile Mahlangeni has now been referred for the psychiatric evaluation. And that is to determine whether or not, one, if he's fit to stand trial and if he's able to understand the court proceedings. And as the judge Erasmus also today said, is he able to build a solid defense, or has the court given him enough opportunity to build a defense? And secondly, what his state of mind was at the time the crime was allegedly committed. So he also said that even though the ruling is that it is for 30 days, that it might be a shorter period, but the panel of experts there at that facility in the Eastern Cape will have to come back on or before the 8th of May, which is when there will be another appearance at the Western Cape High Court, and the court is then expected to get an update with regard to the matter. But outside court, we also had the opportunity to speak to Luvuyo Godla. He is the defense lawyer that came on board for Zandile Mahlangeni very early on in this case, and this is what he had to say outside court, Amy.
We are all waiting to get the report. We don't know. We cannot preempt. We don't know anything. If they will need anything from us, we are in possession of any information which might be necessary for them to compile a report. We will cooperate as well, but we are tenderly waiting like any other person to know what had happened.
Amy, Judge Erasmus also stated that there's been substantial correspondence between the Director of Public Prosecutions, both here in the Western Cape as well as in the Eastern Cape. There's also been some intervention from the National Health Department to now determine a facility where Zandile Mahlangeni, he said that he does not want to go back to the Valkenburg Hospital due to that first bad experience that he had at that facility, and he wanted to be referred to another facility. And the court also cautioned that this might set the precedent that an accused can now come and dictate where he or she want to be admitted, but simply saying again in court today, the judge, that it is first of all a very exceptional case. that it has to do with the seat of parliament. There's huge public interest in the matter as well, and it's very important. And I also get the sense that the state is treading very carefully with how it this time manages the case so that we don't have a similar situation like last year with his referral to that facility had to be overturned, Amy.
I do kind of agree, though. I mean, I don't know how far we should go in accommodating requests such as, I don't like this facility, I'd like to go to that one, please. And also, what costs is the state incurring by sending him now to somewhere in the Eastern Cape? Surely there's somewhere in the Western Cape that would be able to treat him or evaluate him.
I understand that is why the National Health Department was also involved to then find an alternative facility for him. A couple of other facilities in the Western Cape, here in Cape Town in particular, were also singled out. And one of them is the Stikland Psychiatric Hospital, but saying that they deal with, you know, a different caseload with different patients when it comes to such psychiatric evaluations, and that Valkenburg essentially is the place where these referrals should be done to, and that is why the facility in the Eastern Cape has now been identified. And the judge also said that in this order that he made for Zandile Mafe to be referred to the Eastern Cape, he by no means makes any, you know, ruling with regard to that first incident, which I believe now also forms part of the National Health Department's investigation as to what exactly transpired at Valkenburg during that first admission of Zandile Mafe in January last year, as to why the accused is adamant that he does not want to go back to that facility.
Kevin, as always, thank you so much for your very thorough coverage and excellent analysis. That's Eyewitness News senior reporter Kevin Brunt, just sharing the latest on the Zandile Mafe court case with us.